Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Reality Roundtable. I'm your host, Jonathan Brown, and today's topic of today's episode will be Run Your Own Race. And I figure that this topic will be able to relate to a lot of people because I know that there are a lot of people out there who want things done in a certain timeline, but you know, life does throw obstacles in your way, and sometimes those things may or may not get done in the timeline that you wanted it to. But at the end of the day, as long as you do get it done and you choose not to give up while on the journey, then I feel like then you accomplish what you really did intend to accomplish. Maybe not in the time that you wanted to, but at the end of the day, the job did get done. And I think that's something that we all should be proud of. And the first thing I want to talk about when it comes to running your own race is your life is unique. No two people's life is exactly alike. And that could be two people who grew up in the same household, two people of the same background, two people who went to the same school, etc., etc. I just feel like, well, I don't feel like, I know that everybody is unique and different in their own little way. They just have to figure out how that is. And they can't really base their life off of how other people are living their life. They can't really compare how they choose to live their life. So I think we should embrace our uniqueness and just know that as long as we are continuing to push for that, what we want to get done will more than likely and eventually get done. And no matter what you want to get done, at the end of the day, it is going to be a journey. But along that journey, you have to find something that you enjoy about the journey so that you can avoid being burnt out while on that journey, because burnt out is a very, very real thing. It's something that I experienced when I've tried to complete tasks back in my past. But when it comes to something like doing this podcast, I just feel like I really do enjoy doing this. So it's not something that I feel burned out about. So I'm enjoying this while I am putting out this content, and hopefully it's helping people that choose to listen to it. And another thing about running your own race is, even though you may not finish in the time that you may want to finish it, or that other people may think you should finish it, people will criticize what they do not understand. Maybe you went through something in life that may have delayed or set back what you had planned on getting done in a certain time period. And maybe you may hear criticisms from other people who don't understand what you are going through. But at the end of the day, you have to live your life. That's not their life that you're living. You're living your life. So you have to really just take people who criticize you, take what they say with a grain of salt, and just choose to keep pushing forward, because it's your accomplishment to be had, not theirs. And I feel like some people who can relate to this are people who choose to go to college. Maybe you didn't finish that 2 or 4 year degree in the time that you thought you would. Maybe it may have taken you an extra year or two. Maybe you had to get out of school for a little bit and then come back and finish. Or maybe you just dropped out and you found something that may satisfy your life at that time. Or maybe you found something that you wanted to do that didn't require a degree. At the end of the day, you made the decision that you felt was best for you, and you're the one who has to live with it. So I feel like that while you are doing that, you should do at the end of the day what makes you happy and not worry about what other people think. And I know that there's another topic that I really want to touch on, is when you do start something, or for people who may be afraid to start something. The biggest thing when it comes to doing something that you really want to do is you got to start. You got to start somewhere. And I know that when it comes to doing something, especially a big task, a lot of people are afraid to start because they don't know how it will be perceived. But starting is really the biggest part of it, because if you don't start, you won't be able to get nowhere, and it'll just be a thought. And then when it comes to thoughts, you'll just end up having to live with regret. And that's not something you want to do, because when you start to live with regret, it's going to start to eat you up inside, and it could end up affecting you mentally in a very negative way. Also, in order to accomplish something great, you have to be okay with being misunderstood. Any genius who has accomplished something great has at one point in time in their life probably been called crazy. And everybody who sets out to do something great, they're crazy until that task is accomplished. So at first they're crazy, and then people congratulate you, and then at the end people want to know how you did it, and then they're going to want you to teach them how you did it. But I feel like when it comes to stuff like that, teaching people how you did it should only be reserved for those who believed in you at the beginning, unless they're willing to pay the price that you set for yourself in order for you to teach them what you ended up accomplishing that was so great. And when you do end up accomplishing what you set out to accomplish, at that time, it was your time for it to happen then. I know that we have things that we do want to accomplish on our own time, but that just may not be in God's time. For those who do, and for those who do believe in God, maybe the time that we wanted to accomplish what we wanted to accomplish may not have been the best time for us to accomplish it, because we may not been able to handle everything that we thought would come with it for us to accomplish it. So the fact that we did accomplish it in the time that we did accomplish it, maybe at that time we're now able to handle, and maybe we are now able to appreciate what comes with the accomplishment more because of the time and the effort that it took for us to accomplish it. And by doing that, we're going to be more reluctant to let whatever we accomplish go, and we're going to keep pushing harder to not only sustain what we have, but to get even greater of what we have. And an example of that is, you might want to start your own business, and to start your own business, that in itself does cost money. So you might have to get a 9-to-5, or you might have to work some odd jobs in order to sustain what you want to do so that you can put money to the side. Now with that does come sacrifice. You may not be able to go out as much as your peers. You're gonna have to not be on social media as much. You might have to miss a few family events, which is quite unfortunate, because you know we should be, you know, cherishing the ones that we love as much as we can. But hopefully they'll be able to understand why you're on your journey of doing something great. Maybe you can't take the kind of vacations that you may want to. That might come with a sacrifice, because vacations cost money, and the money that it would take for you to go on those vacations, you could set aside to starting the business that you want. Maybe you have to go to sleep a little later. Maybe you have to wake up a little earlier. Maybe you have to go to sleep earlier and wake up early in the morning so that you can get up and get to work at the crack of dawn, where there are really no distractions and there's really nothing going on in the world. And that's something that I feel like I've had to go through, because there are things in life that I really do want to do, but I found myself just occupied with just idle time, just aimlessly scrolling on social media, scrolling on my phone. And I realized that in order for me to accomplish the things that I do want to accomplish, I have to be in bed by at least 10 p.m. Because somebody like me, I don't really get much sleep, so I really have to make it work for me. So by going to bed at 10, for somebody like me, I need at least 5 hours of sleep. Now it's recommended that you do get 8 hours of sleep, but for me, I'm able to function at 5 hours. So if I go to sleep at 10 and I wake up at 3, I'm able to function well, because I tend to not go to work until maybe 6 a.m. so from 3 to 6, that's giving me 3 hours to do what I need to get done. And I feel like if I put those 3 hours to use, then I'm able to accomplish the things that I need to accomplish. And at that time, when I am up during those 3 hours, there's absolutely no distractions going on. So maybe that might work for you. Who knows? Also, when it comes to accomplishing something great, we have to get, I say we because this includes me too, we have to get rid of the wanting of instant gratification. And because anything that is great, any great accomplishment, is something that's going to take time. It's not going to come instantly. It's hard work that you have to put in. Like I said earlier, whether that is starting that business, maybe you may go through a couple years of heartbreak. Maybe you may go through a couple years of, you may be in the red or you may be in the black. You may not be making the money. But maybe year three, you start to hit your stride, and you start to progress, and you start to make profit. Maybe you want to start reading books. You know, most books that are like really, really thick, you're not going to read those books in the day, unless, you know, that's really all you do during the day. But that's a whole nother thing. But it takes time to read those thick books, so you guys just gotta go from one page at a time. And while you're reading, you do see the books start tend to get smaller and smaller. And then when you do finish something, when you do finish that, you do feel accomplished, and it makes you want to do something. Makes you want to read another book. And then another example is, you may want to go to the gym. You may want to get the, there may be a certain kind of body that you want. That first workout, you're not going to see any results in that first workout. The soonest you may notice some kind of results is maybe a month, and that's if you're lucky. But come month two, month three, you're going to start to notice that you've gotten even stronger, you've gotten faster, and that you have more endurance, and that you start to see your body just start to change into what you truly, truly want to see it as. And then, like, when you look at, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you see that change, it's gonna, you're gonna sit there and think, oh man, like, I really do look good. It's that, that feeling of, yeah, like, I'm doing something positive for myself. Yeah, I see the positive change in it. It's gonna make you want to go even more. And that's just some simple, that's just some simple examples that I can give you. Another one last example is, like, when you get a good grade on the test after that, after you've put in a long time studying for it. Because once you get that good grade, you're gonna be like, oh man, like, I see what it took for me to get that good grade, and now I know I need to study X amount of time for me to get that good grade, or I may need to study such and such days before the actual test or the actual pop quiz or whatever for me to get the grade that I really, really want, that I could be satisfied with. And those are just four quick examples that I feel like everybody can relate to, and when it comes to getting rid of instant gratification. And by the way, and I know that there are some people who, when they're on their journey, they do want people to support them. And I'm gonna tell you now, that support most of the time will be far and few. At the end of the day, people only really they only see the end product. They don't really see the journey that it took you to get there. So don't be discouraged when you don't get the support that you may want in the beginning of your process, because when you're going through that journey, it's a journey for you to go through. A lot of people may not understand what you are going through, but when they do see the end product, then you'll more likely get the congratulations that you would want. But at the end of the day, it's something that you have to go through, because like I said, the topic of this episode is, run your own race. You're not running their race. You're not running a race for both of you. You're running a race strictly for you. And when it comes to doing things like this, trial and error really is the best teacher when it comes to trying to accomplish something really, really great. Because you can read all the books, you can take all the courses you may want to take, but at the end of the day, you really just got to get out there and do it. You have to get out there and learn what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Because you may try to implement something that somebody else may have done, but the way that they implemented it, it may have worked for them. It may not have worked for you. It really just goes back to my first point of the episode, that everybody's life is unique, and that, and when, and that all ties back into what I was saying, because like I said, what worked for them may not work for you, because there may be, there's something different about that person that when they did it, it did, it turned out to have a better result than what it would have turned out for you. But in that instance, you could try to take what they did and try to put your own little twist to it and make it, and tailor make it for you. So that's really what I really want to talk about today, is really just running your own race and just enjoying the journey while you're on it. Because when you do get to the end product, if you choose not to give up, I know for a fact that you'll be satisfied with what the outcome is. I'm your host, Jonathan Brown, and I appreciate you for joining me on this episode. Take care, everybody.